I am deeply touched by the gifts and the greetings that have been offered today from His Eminence Archbishop Justinian. I'm grateful for the love and support of His Holiness Patriarch Kirill and the entire Russian Church. And I ask that you would convey to him our mutual love and respect and express our desire to continue to foster those good relations that we have had for many years. And to His Eminence, Metropolitan Dimitri, for his gracious gift and his words, I had the joy of serving with the Patriarch in 1998 when he visited this country, and of serving in some of the Georgian communities in North America, and I look forward to continuing our brotherly relations for the glory of God. And to His Grace Bishop George, and to please convey to His Eminence Metropolitan Hilarion and all the hierarchs of the Holy Synod, His Grace and I were together on the commission between the Orthodox Church in America and the Russian Orthodox Church outside of Russia, and reestablishing our unity in Christ, and we pray that we will continue to do so for the building up of the church in North America. And to my brother hierarchs on the Holy Synod, to our visiting hierarchs, to His Grace Bishop Nicholas, representing the Antiochian Archdiocese, and the wonderful relation we have with the Antiochian Archdiocese, and all of my brother hierarchs, the clergy who have gathered, I'm moved by your prayers and thankful for your support in all things. And I pray that indeed I will humbly fulfill this task, these tasks, to bear this cross that is placed upon my shoulders as you bear your crosses, so that all together we may receive that strength from on high and remember that the Lord, as the Lord tells us, that the yoke He places upon us is light and is burden easy to bear. So by His grace, through your prayers and through our love for one another, may we continue to walk with boldness towards the heavenly kingdom. Christ is in our midst.
He is and always shall be.